Well, visiting with Pleasantville head boys track and field coach Tyler Bethke to recap their Class 2A state qualifier meet at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont on Thursday night. You know, Tyler, it was kind of a night that you guys had to battle through injuries, something you've had to do all season long. Did get a state qualifier in both the discus and the shot put. Just kind of walk me through about your thoughts on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's you know, we kind of went in knowing that it was going to be tough. You know, really kind of put a lot of pressure on our throwers, who've had a great season, and Will really stepped up to the plate last night. You know, he's had a great season so far, and we'll get to continue another week on. So I was really proud of him for stepping up. And you know, the conditions weren't great for discus with the wind at his back, and the shot put, the ring was a little slick, but he fought through it and competed with the best. I mean, our district was pretty tough in the throws, and so I was pretty happy for him, proud of him for fighting through that, and you know, getting up to the state meet in both of his events. Running wise, we knew it was gonna be tough. Like I said, Ethan being banged up and not getting to run, and Braylon and JJ and some of those top you know, returning sprinters and stuff were out, so it was hard. But I was pretty proud of our young guys. We had a lot of freshmen and sophomores step up, and you know, regardless of whether or not they make it to the state meet, it was good to see them step up and fill those roles and compete at a high level. And you know, Blake Rousen had a great season too, and you know, I'm proud of him for everything that he was able to fight through this year too.
Yeah, you know, a guy like Ethan Keene, obviously that's a tough pill to swallow. A guy that's very dedicated himself to the craft over the last few years, of especially in the sprints, not being able to go Thursday night due to hamstring issues. You know, Ethan's brought a lot to this program. I'm sure that's kind of hard as a coach to see, you know, his senior year, unfortunately, not be able to end with a trip to state.
Yeah, it's brutal. And, you know, sometimes sports, they can give you some really good highs, but they can also bring some pretty low lows. And it's tough when you see a kid like Ethan that's, like you said, put a lot of time and effort into getting where he's at and being one of the, you know, premier sprinters in Class 2A. Obviously was set to have a big season, and unfortunately, you know, the world had other plans for him. And so definitely hard as a coach to see a kid struggle and have to go out their senior year on that type of a note. But he's got a bright future, and he'll go on to run in college, and I'm excited to see what that looks like for him.
Coach, you know, a guy like Will that's going to be competing at the state meet in the throws, what's this kind of next week look for like for him as he prepares to be able to complete it there at the Blue Oval?
Yeah, just kind of fine-tuning some things and try not to overdo it. You know, it's that first trip for him, and Will's such a hard worker. I know he'll try to do whatever he can to get whatever improvement there is from here until next Thursday and Friday. But really just trying to fine tune mechanics and make sure that you're ready to go when you get up there on Thursday, and knowing that it doesn't matter, then, you know, distance doesn't matter. It's just competing with those 24 guys and trying to, you know, be getting to the finals first, and then look at seeing what you can do in terms of medaling.
You know, you look at this season, of course, there was injuries, but, you know, a lot of talent that you guys will be able to return when you come into next year, and a lot of young guys that are coming up as well that can also kind of balance off some of the older guys that you'll still have returning. You know, despite this season and maybe not the state qualifier meet that you want, there has to be some excitement of what the future can entail for Pleasantville boys track and field.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had some young kids really step up and fill those roles that some of the older kids had left, and obviously some of those guys will be back, you know, hopefully healthy. So there's some big things hopefully in the horizon for those guys, and you know, trying to stay healthy for another season. And like I said, those young guys stepped in and you know, have a little more experience than maybe they would have gotten had some of those older kids stayed healthy all season long. So you know, definitely optimistic on what the future holds, and we'll just keep working on getting better and improving each day. So looking forward to it.
Well, Tyler, I appreciate your time and all season long, and you know, best of luck to Will as he competes at Drake Stadium.
Yeah, thank you.